How would I organize if I went back to paper? That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. Prior to 2001, if you saw me, you saw my day timer. That book and I were inseparable. When I thought of a place I needed to be, a thing I needed to do, an idea that came to mind, or there was some information from a conversation, it went straight into this book. When it went in the book, I'd earned the right to forget about it. In 2001, I set aside that book in favor of the Palm Sync to Outlook. Well, from that day forward, my system has been digital. So what happened in 2001 that caused me to set aside something that had worked so well or something entirely new? Well, more and more information was coming to me digitally. My use of the internet had matured. Often when we do a task, we have reference information that we need to have at hand. Writing those long URLs in a paper planner is awfully tedious and it invites error. When it comes time to do the task, keying that URL back into the browser is equally tedious, and it invites even more error. With a digital system, I can copy and paste the URL right into the notes section of the task. That works in just about every digital task manager that I know about. And when it's time to do the task, I'm now one click away from having that information in front of me. For those who simply like the feel of paper and the act of writing in the planner, well, I have a very simple idea for you that minimizes the tediousness of hand copying URLs. So for this experiment, we're going to use a single Google Sheet. We're going to make that Google Sheet ridiculously easy to access. So create this Google Sheet on your computer and then make a shortcut to it on your browser toolbar or on the desktop. And now go to your other computers, your laptop, et cetera, and navigate to that same Google Sheet and create that same type of shortcut there. And on your mobile devices, save that Google Sheet to the home screen. So now on any of your devices, you're now one click away from this one particular spreadsheet. Okay, so now we're going to be using only one column of that Google Sheet, column A. Furthermore, we're going to leverage the fact that the rows are already numbered for us. So here goes. We're here at the Amazon website, and we see something that we might be interested in buying, but we need to ask our spouse about it, or we need to think about it. Somehow, though, we want to be able to get back to this specific page, to get back to this specific URL. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to copy that URL. We're going to go over to that Google Sheet that you have made ridiculously easy to get to, and we're going to paste that link in cell A1. Our URL is now in row 1. We go to our planner, and beside the task where we've written ourselves a task to ask our spouse about whatever it is or to research whatever it is, so forth and so on, we write the number 1 beside that task and enclose it in brackets. Now we're done. When it comes time for us to handle that task and we see it on the list, we also see beside that task the number 1 in brackets. That tells us to go to that specific Google Sheet that was ridiculously easy to get to. And in row 1, look at the digital information that's there. Look at that URL. Now, one click on it, and we're there. Here's another example. Did you know that in Gmail, every email has its own URL? So let's say I'm looking at this message, and I want to call that person maybe tomorrow. And when I call them, I want to have this email in front of me to discuss something about it. So how am I going to get back to it? Here's what I do. I highlight and copy the URL. I go over to my Google Sheet that's ridiculously easy to get to. And in row 2, I paste the URL for that email. And now I've earned the right to forget about it. Tomorrow, when I see that task on the list in my planner and I go to make the call, how am I going to get back to that email? Well, I see the number 2 in brackets. I go over to the Google Sheet, and in row 2, there's the URL to that email. Click it, and I'm right there. And now when a link is no longer needed, delete it. That row's now available for another URL. You made this Google Sheet ridiculously easy to access, no matter where you are. As you work from your to-do list, you're only one click away from the supporting digital information. Let's face it, virtually all of the digital information that you come across lives in a website or can be accessed through some type of URL. And that includes information in OneDrive, iCloud, Dropbox, Google Drive, Evernote, and many more. So if you like the paper planner, write the task in your planner. Put the link on that Google Sheet that's ridiculously easy to get to. Connect the two by putting the row number in brackets in the planner. It's that easy. If you're finding value here, consider joining the email list at frankbuck.org. Subscribe on YouTube or the podcast platform you enjoy. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.